Gaon sets up that there are three different Gedarim and Bishul. One is Bishul B'Shabbos, one is Bishul Gos B'Cholom, and the third is Bishul, which is simply to introduce Tairoivus. Now, there was the Bishul Tairoivus, you understand the Bishul is only Hechitimtsa to get Tairoivus. These are Tairoivus. These are I can't have Nevela. Can I have Nevela when it's mixed something else? All right, so then if Nevela is the right, obviously, yeah. If that's not a Teret, it's a Ben. If Nevela is a Tairoivus and not a Ben, so then and the Tom is Wurgish, we'll discuss all these things, but then you can't have it. How does the Nevela get in? So then Numer is Hechitimtsis. When Hechitimtsis, then you cook it in. You cook the Tom of the Nevela. Another Hechitimtsis is Kovush. The Tom of the Nevela sits in just by sitting the piece of meat into Nevela Tika Shmelz, that is going to soak in the Shmelz, the Nevela Tika Shmelz into the boss. So that's going to have the Tom. Melicha Kereseya. If you take salt and you salt and you so and the salt, you take salt and say dam, and you put salt as perlet dam. You take the salt and chalev, and you put the salt and the chalev on top of the meat, or you salt a piece of meat with the ginanosh inside of it. So that's going to be machnas the bliya. That's going to be mavliya. So then that's kireseyach. So in all these cases, the bishul is a hechitimtsa. It's the tool that's used in order to introduce a tam nezosa. When it comes to Shabbat, and that's why when it comes to Nevela, when it comes to Yisurin, the Lashon of the Ritzva, when it comes to Yisurin, so then we will certainly expand into Klibishin for sure, but even into Klisheni, because Klisheni, even though it's not Mevashel, it's Mavliya. Alright? So that's the lower end of Bishul, the great tolerance. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, so Klisheni Mevashel. What do you mean Mevashel? So here's the other end of the spectrum, because here it will impact the food. If it's Klisheni Yatsi Lettuce Void, but since the Fnesim and Karavoy, it's not Derech Bishul, alright? It's not Bishul Malachas HaMishkan. It's not the Bishul Malachas HaShabbos. It's not the Bishul of Shabbos. Good. Now we have Bosom HaCholav. So what does Bosom fit in? On one hand, you'd say logically, Bos v'cholam is being machnis Bos and Chol together, so it should follow the Kenisas Yisurim. On the other hand, it's a din of Bishul b'Torah. It's not just achnosas, and the Torah says, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Darchi Bishul. That sounds like it should be more like a Shabbos like a Bishul. So that's what the Ritva points out. That's the sugya on Kuf Dalamid Beis, raising the question about Klisheni, about Klisheni. And the Gemara is saying, no, Klisheni would not be a Mevashel when it comes to Bosavach. Min Rabbanan, yeah. Min Rabbanan even said in Mitzayne. That's no kun. So obviously it's going to be Osir. It's going to be Osir to eat Bosar B'cholam that's cooked by Klisheni. But will it be Osir to do the Maisa Bishul itself? So it's not an Isa De Raisa. And we know that by Isuri De Rabbanan, the Rambam Shechnar Pasans, there isn't an Isur Bishul. So the Gemara, so that would be an indicator that Klisheni, that's what the Ritva points out, that Klisheni would be a Drabbana, because our Gemara says that at best of Klisheni it's going to be Exera L'Exera. Good? So Hel is a Hezra Dover. So Lechara means this defines for us that Bishul and Shabbos is different than Bishul Vazar Cholop. No, that's such a big chiddush, because Bishul and Shabbos is going to follow the Mishkan. No reason to say that Mishkan is the Magdir for Bishul Vazar Cholop. Good? So that should be the end of the Sugya. And that's what we pointed out. On Thursday, the Minchas Chinuch raises a suffix now. Because now we have to take all the... what the Minchas Chinuch opens up for us, and we'll see in the Rishonim now. I just wanted to get to a point we could finish up the Shur before Shabbos. But the Minchas Chinuch raises the question in the context of cold tzorchei bishul. So with cold tzorchei bishul and Shabbos, that's going to be a malacha. Echad maybe yes a urvechad, maybe yes a etzvech, maybe yes a kairos, maybe yes a mayim. That's all tzorchei bishul. When it comes to bishul, bosa v'cholav, no, the The Minchas Chinuch says Tzarachiyin. Do we follow, is Shabbos the criteria for Bishul and Kol HaTerah Kula? Okay, that's the case. It should be Chayim Bos V'Chol as well. Ma'ase Bishul. On the other hand, perhaps when it comes to Bos V'Chol, the Bishul is also Hechi Timtza. It's not the Hechi Timtza of the Machnes Tam Chol to Bosser, because it would just be the Hechi Timtza of being Machnes. So then, it would be like Isurim. That's we have the Raya from the Gemara in Psachim. What's the Chiddush of Bosom Macholim? You could have the meat soaked in milk 24 hours, and it's not going to be also Midei Raya. It'll be Tzaynin Mitzaynin. So the Gemara is saying over there, I could be Machnes Tam, it could be Kovosh. But it's not an Isur Bosom Macholim. I will not get Malkas for taking meat and soaking in milk. So you see, that it's not that Bishul is not a Hechi Timtze for being Machnes Tam Chol B'Basar. However, the Torah says that the Iser of Bishul, that is that to be Machnes Tam Bos B'Cholim Derech Bishul, that's the Iser Bos B'Cholim. Right. So the Minchas Chinuch Sofek is Bishul Bos B'Cholim Mugdor like Shabbos, Isur Bishul, or is the Bishul Bosom Macholov going to be defined as Machnes Taroives Bosom Macholov Al Yedei Ha'ur, Lo Al Yedei Kovush, Lo Al Yedei Tigon, we'll discuss, right? That's Rashi seems to lay Al Yedei Tigon, Al Yedei Ha'ur Mamash, Al Yedei Bishul, Al Yedei Maisa Bishul, Taroives Al Yedei Maisa Bishul. So if it's a Tyroivus alone is not the Iser, Maisa Bishul alone is not the Iser, Tyroivus, Aidei Bishul. That's why Ritva says our Suya is central to appreciating exactly what is the Iser of the Bishul Bos of Bechol. So now we're going to point out that the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches, Amud Aleph, raises the following question, which we can now try to understand. Kuv chesom and base. All right. Now, again, we use the minchas chinuch. It's really the end of the sugya, but just to finish off in a good place. But the Gemara says b'masnisa b'masnisin tana. It's not a mishnah. It's a tesefta. Tesefta in makos. Tesefta gimel. Tesefta the perik gimel. Tesefta dalit. So there, Levi quotes on kuv chesom and base. Ube'eze bishul omru. The bishul sha'cherem oichlem oisei machmas bishulam. Let's see if it's working. So far, so good. So what does that mean? Be'eze bishul omru. What's the bishul of Basa B'cholav? That's referring to Shurim. Oh, there's no link to this after here. Other people eat it machmas bishulay. Ambiguous line. So the Acherim. What's Machmas Bishulay? Right? So Rashi's Pshat is Rashi says Oivdei Gechomim Kiloimar Shinis Bashul Kol Tzarchai. Lachor means fully cooked. Roy people would eat it now. And the Ritva says And the Ritva says, yeah. Pirish Rashi's alumay sa'ilam ayachlanayisish nesvashukl tzarchay. Ad kan umistabra the cold tzarchay hainu kemachul vendrusoy shederach umay sa'ilam leachol kain. Josh raised the question, is the Ritva explaining Rashi or is the Ritva being chaylik in Rashi? L'chayram, Rashi, the Ritva is arguing with Rashi, but it's not, it doesn't pay to spend too much time worrying about it because it's very clear from the Meiri. The Meiri holds like the way we're learning Pshat and Rashi. Right, what's the lashon of the Ritva? The Ritva says that what's acherim, others. So the Ritva holds that it's machul ben drusoy. Hanukkah machul shederech umay so lechol. It's very surprising. Why is the line of the Ritva surprising? The lashon of the Ritva. Yeah, no. Okay. Good. The Machol Ben Nisoy is a very small subgroup of Goyim. So the lashon of the Tesefta strain, Shacherim. What's Shacherim? The strange lashon. Shaychon Aisai. Derech Mishulai. Mushul Tarcha. Others, the Ritva said, others must mean a small group. The others. Who are the others? The unusual group of the Machol Ben Drusoy. L'chaira, that's prepared from what we understand. Usually we understand that Machol Ben Drusoy, a group of bandits who are eating on their run, so they eat with the most minimal form of being prepared. But l'chaira, and that's, so I can understand why the Ritva would say Acherim, it's a group. But the Meiri, so in Rashi, Rashi's holding that it means right people. But again, it doesn't pay to get too exercised on it because when you look at the Meiri, it's going to be Machlokes Hashem anyways. The question says, Ein Loikin El'al. Ein Loikin Al Bishul Basa Macholah. Adshi Yisbashul Bishul Haroi. With Tzolomish HaGoi HaMachavein Lechol Tavshul Mibosu Becholav Yemachzik HaKim Vushol. Yechlein Mecheskes Mavushol Kol Tzarchay. Right, so here the Meiri is very clear. What's Acherim? Because we're not eating Bosu Becholav. So how can you have a Shir of Achila based on Jews? We're not the clientele eating it. And maybe it's a Raya that Jews always like things well done. They don't like it rare. So maybe it's a Raya that here use the shear of Goyim. Because why should you use the shear of Jews? Could be that on Shabbos, you use the shear of Jews. So Leiken al Bishul shul Boser v'cholav ad shiz bashul Bishul aroy. But to learn, Mesha Goya mechavein lechol. A Goya wants to eat this. Tabshul mibosu v'cholav yimachzik Goy kim Bushul. V'yechlenu v'cheskas mavushul. So L'chaira, the Meiri is very clear against the Ritva. So it's a way that you hold it's a Rashi, L'chaira it is Rashi, Mavushul Tzarchai. Or whether you hold it's the Meiri, either way, it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Yosef? Oh, so that's what I'm saying, that it, Rashi said, Umistavra, the Chol Tzarchai, Aino Kamachol Vendrusoi. Yeah, and I hear what you're saying. But I'm not... that's what I'm saying. It doesn't pay to get too worked up about it. Why would Rashi say, Shin is bashul l'tzarchi meant k'machol ben drusoy? Right? If Rashi meant that the Umay Yisraelim are machol ben drusoy, he could have said machol ben drusoy. If Rashi meant like the Midrash, they are machal ben nisai. All right, so it's a umaselam ayechlo nisai. Period.
Doesn't the Gemara say Ma'am Fender Sai?
Was that?
Doesn't the Gemara
and Shabbos say Ma'am Fender Sai? The Gemara
and Shabbos,
correct.
So I'm saying, if you're going to say that, is it a
Kashan
Rashi?
Is
it a
Kashan
Gemara
or Gemara? I mean, it's not a Kashan, I don't think it's a Kashan anybody, right? It's not opening. But the medayik in Rashi, it's very hard to say. It could be, but I think that's why it's not worth getting worked up about it, because you see the Meiri is like that. So either way, it's going to be machlokes v'shoinim. So it'll be a kasha. We're not sure where Rashi's at. In other words, we're not sure whether Ritva was saying this is Rashi sheet or not. What's interesting, and unfortunately this is down already, is that if you look at the Tesefta, the Lashon of the Tesefta, Kama Yevashloi Veichayev, and then the Tesefta says Kama Yispashel Veichayev Kedei Sheinechal Mishum Bishul. So L'chayra, and Achrayim point this out, L'chayra, the machlekes between the Ritva and the Meiri is really two lashonos in the Tesefta. Because the lashon of the Tesefta is Shenechal, as long as you're eating it and it's called cooked already. That's not the same thing as our Tesefta, that our Gemara quotes is Shacherim Oichlan Isayim Machmas Bishulay. Again, I can't say it's Meduyik, you could say otherwise. But L'chayra, it's a... that's the Nekudas. Now, let's just explain if we're able to do this, what the issues are. Let's try again. Yeah. Hello, the mayor?
You said it's whether you understand the beneficial as just it has to be any level of cook, or it's actually what's preferable to different people. So if you would like your meat a different temperature, then it would be beneficial until it gets to that level. Or according to the ritual, you're saying, no, it's just there's a general blanket here for cooking. It has to be a small amount.
But yeah, let's go back to see where the shrimp come from. L'chayra, instead of just saying a svara, let's explain. In Hilchis Shabbos, L'chayra, where the Machal Ben Rasoi is introduced to us in Hilchis Shabbos. So there, we'll just take a shortcut by the Rambam. It's... And then when it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Mem Kolad Bo Bechamin. Right, the Gemara there says that if something is already cooked, so when the Gemara discusses that on Daf Chof in Shabbos, the Gemara says what's considered to be cooked already. So there, the Gemara says Kamachul Ben Rasoi. And that the Rambam quotes in Shilcha Shabbos Perek Tes. Hiniach Boser al Gabi Gecholim and Nisak Boike Gregoris. Afilu Vishnaim Mishlosha Mekomis Chayim. Loi Nisla Boike Gregoris Avol. Mispashul Kuloi. Chatsi Bishol Chayim. If it's half cooked, if the entire piece is half cooked, then it's chayiv. Nispashal chatzi bishul mitzad echad poter. You have to turn it around. And then the Rabbit says, Omar Avram chatzi bishul perish kemachol ben drusoy. When the Rambam says chatzi bishul, so the Rabbit says he's referring to this Gemara of machol ben drusoy, machol v'shoinim with the machol ben drusoy is chatzi bishul or shlish bishul. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbam quotes that we paskin that if I take meat and put it on the fire, if I remove it from the fire before it's a third cooked, then I'm not chay of malchus, I'm not over. Right? So machleik is chatzi bishul shlish bishul. But until it's a third cooked, I'm not a chayiv. Right? And so l'chayra, that is what the Ritva is pointing out over here. The Ritva says that bishul b'chol ha'tera kula is kemachol ben drusoy. Gemara says, again, we'll just access the Gemara by this Rambam. Kena mevashel v'chamei tiberia, k'yezem poter. Hamevashel al ha'or, dover shoyim mevushel kol tzarchoi. Oy dover she'en et tzarch bishel klal poter. Rambam is a halach and Shabbos. They take carrots. Carrots can be eaten raw. So therefore, there's no Easter day rice and cooking a carrot. Similar to bishul akum. There's no bishul akum on a carrot because it's nechel k'moy shuchai. When it comes to Shabbos, even it's not achonas oichlin because it's edible without fire. Good. Next, the Rambam says that vashal ur dover shei mevushel kol tzarchai. It's already mevushel kol tzarchai. So then it's potter. What happens if you take something that is kemachol ben drusoy and you cook it on Shabbos? What does the Rambam say? No? What's that? Rambam says chatzi bishul. The Rambam doesn't quote machol ben drusoy. Chatzi bishul. He's saying machol ben drusoy is half cooked. So therefore the assumption is, the Ritva certainly assumes, that bishul b'chol ha'tera kula is machol ben drusoy, is nechel al yedei adchak. Ritva's assumption. The Rambam assumed it as well. The Rambam assumed in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, one cannot eat Korban Pesach if it's mevushel. You can't eat it raw, can't eat mevushel. The Rambam says mevushel. And the Zayti, if I was reading the Rambam, I would say, if you call machol ben drusoy chatzi bishul, then when you just say mevushel, you mean kolzach. So I would have said. Rambam, the Vosu b'cholov, Rambam says derech bishul. So I would have thought that means not chatzi bishul. Right? I would have thought that's, but the Rav said that the Rambam assumes otherwise. That bishul b'chol ha'tera kula is kemachol ben drusoy, and he assumed that got be korban pesach as well. That if the korban pesach was cooked kemachol ben drusoy, it could no longer be nitzla. Good. And this l'chaira is the approach, clearly the approach of the Rashba. Correct. The Rambam said.
But if you cook after Machal Medrusai, you're also violating Bishul?
According to Rambam.
Why?
But if it's already cooked with Machal Medrusai, then how do you cook again afterward?
Hold the question. Why? Where's the Magid Mishnah? Here, Magid Mishnah is not opening. So the Magid Mishnah points out that the Rambam is Magid Mishnah points out that the Rambam is being Seimach and Ar Sugya. Kol Shabbo V'chamen U'peirush K'goin Mayu Mevashul Kol Tzorcha Mevias Chamen V'nifnei Shabbos V'das HaRashba U'Ktsas Meim Beforshim. The kolshin is bashel kemachol ben drusoy shuv ein bar mishum chiyuv bush bishul devar Torah. So the Rashba certainly holds Rashba the Ritva bishul b'chol ha'terah kul is machol ben drusoy bishul b'chol ha'terah is nechal adei etchak. So that will mean that if I take something this mevushel kemachol ben drusoy and I put it back in the fire, I can't be ever bishul, right? So that's how we line up all of our shitas. Machlub and Rasoi is Bishul Tol and Terukul. Good. Now, the Rambam says, Chiddush number one, that on Shabbos, if I take something that's Kamachlub and Rasoi, and I cook it and make it Nechal Mavushal Kol Tzarchai, I'm over and he said they rise. Good. So, and Lechaira. Okay, so the Rambam in. The Rambam, in and of itself, is the Rambam consistent between Basar B'Cholav and Shabbos? So B'Cholav, it's not clear to me. Because the Rambam does not discuss the Shir Bishul in Basar B'Cholav. It's not clear to me which way to... The Rambam understood that the Rambam would say Bishul B'Cholav Terakul is Machol Ben Drusai. So if one takes that approach, so then the Rambam has a chiddush. So when it comes to Shabbos, you can violate Bishul. You cannot, if you cook something and it doesn't become even Nechal Adei Dchak, that's not Bishul. But if you take something that's Nechal Adei Dchak and then you make it Mushul Tzorchai, that's Bishul. Right, so that's L'chora not so difficult. The Rambam has in Shabbos a range. In every other area, the Rambam would have a point. What's Bishul and Bos V'Cholav? You bring it to Machol Ben Drusai. You didn't bring it to the Yemud Oiver. When it comes to Shabbos, it's clear. Bring it to Machol Ben Drusai, your Oiver, and then bring it from Machol Ben Drusai and make it more cooked, your Oiver. Make it more cooked till you get the Mushal Tzorchai Oiver. Chiddush of the Rambam. So as many of you said, no, that is the Rambam's understanding of Tzorchei Bishul. Hey, Yois, that Bishul, the Rambam explains to us, that Bishul is not a momentary melacha. Bishul is not a point. Like most other melachas, it's a process. Harayat Tzorchei Bishul. So, consistent with that approach is, that it's not simply taking it from being raw and then there's a point and becomes cooked. No. Tzorchei Bishul. There are people who cook food and make it machol ben drusoi. There are people who take meat and they like it when it's still red and rare. And the people who take meat and they cook it till it's medium. And the people who take it till it's well done. It's all Bishul. It's all achanas echmadeachor. Why would you say that achanas echmadeachor is only making it rare and leave the rest of us out in the cold? All of us are like, well done. So, why would you say that making it well done, that's Bishul? A lot of people like rare. So you have it, so clearly in achanas echmadeachor, there has to be a range. And that's consistent with the Rambam's understanding that Bishul as a melacha is going to be different than other melachas, because by definition it's a process. By definition it's bringing kiruba ha'oichla yideur. Fine, so that the Rambam doesn't bother us. You can understand the Rambam. However, mashit tzorach yin gadol is Rashi the Miri. Rashi without the Ritva, but the Miri, right? That's what I'm saying. You don't have to get worked up as to whether, who exactly says this. Chashita, amongst the Bishonim. So why would you say that when it comes to Basar B'Cholav, if you'll tell me that in a Basar B'Cholav in Machol Ben Drusoi, okay, so using Bishul B'Cholav Terekul. But if you're telling me that it's Shagoy Amachave Lechol Tavshil Mibosim B'Cholav Hei Machzikoy Kimbushel, it almost sounds like V'yachlenu B'chezkas Mibushel Kol Tzorcha. It almost sounds like we don't have Bosim B'Cholav recipes. Goyim have Bosim B'Cholav recipes, right? So Shagoy Amachave Lechol Tavshil Mibosim B'Cholav. What do we know Bosim B'Cholav? What do we know when it's called cooked, not cooked? So you have to find it a goy. A goy who eats Basar B'Cholav. Right? How do we know when a pepperoni pizza is Kamosh Tzorach? Right? So we wouldn't even know it's a Machol Ben Drusoi. Right? Certainly not Mushal Tzorach. So it sounds like from the Meiri, a goy a mechavi lechol tavshmi Basar B'Cholav. Hey, machzik yikin vushol. Yechlen v'ches kaz Mushal Tzorach. It's all drosha. Have to sit the goy, get down, and bring him into basin, and ask the goy, no, is this Mushal Tzorchai? Made it. No, 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever. So, Tzorchian. Right. Why would the the Tesef to say Acherim, when Acherim are willing to eat it, like Basav Acholim, Machol Ben Dursoi. Even the Rambam, who holds Mavushal Tzarchai, he holds that everybody holds that on Shabbos, Machol Ben Dursoi is the point when it's called Mavushal. You're doing a Maisa Bishal. The Shaila between the Rambam and the Rishonim is, after it's reached Machol Ben Dursoi, and now you're cooking it to be Nechal Kol Tzarchai. As the Machlek is Rambam Rashba. But everybody's masking that if I take meat and water, I cook a cholent, raw meat, raw flunkin, and I do it on Shabbos Mamish, and then I have a hurry tshuva, and I decide I'm not going to cook it, so I'm not over, and I don't get malchus, no kiyum ni raisa, if it's not machol ben dursoi. So I yoytze mikol zeh. First, in his bosom of cholov on a Tuesday, he's stirring it, watching the pot. So according to the it hits machol ben dursoi. According to Rashi, no, maybe. According to Midvar, for sure. According to Rashi, that's Bishul. According to Miri, no. Nafka Mina would be Bishul Drabonim. Not so clear. According to discuss whether this would be called a Chatzishir Bishul. According to the Bishul, so they're rising on it. In other words, even if we say Kol Tzarchai, the Machloek is whether Machov and Desoy that they're rising Drabonim. But the Lachar, that is it. So what's the Hezra Dovar? How do you explain this? What's the Machloikas over here? No, what's the Machloikas going
on? So, if we understand, like, we were saying the Kesemisha's explanation of the Rambam, that Bishul might just be a Siyag for Achila,
mm-hmm.
So if Pachas is not going to be any Achila, because we wouldn't eat it,
mm-hmm.
That's really something that would be something, we'd be worried someone that would end up eating.
No, is Effi's Hezra Mulchbruch, what do you say? No, Evi says it should be totally on the Machlekes, Chinuch and Rambam. No, what would you say?
It should be totally on whether
reviewing
it, what you eat, or
just
the Torah
describes
Bishul,
so it's
Machlekes.
See, you're masking or
not masking
that?
Not fully masking.
So, would you say it's a good plea or not a good plea? Go ahead.
It's an excellent answer, especially when we're talking about. We looked at a Kliyakar.
Yeah.
It speaks about how Bishul, to a certain level, it's actually Bishul, so then it brings really the mixture together.
Okay.
So the Chinuch was speaking about, like, the Basar Bachalav Tukokos are not supposed to mix together, they're actually mixing together, so you need a higher level than Lacham Ben Rusoi. It's not just about eating.
Saying it's the degree of Tarovus. That's the degree of Tarovus. But that's what Effie wasn't saying that. Effie was saying that if the Maisa Bishul, if the Iser Bishul is a Suyog for the Iser Achila, so then it makes sense to say that it's called Tzarchai. And if the Maisa Bishul is an Iser on its own, and if I care, like the Minim Achaya, that the Iser Achila is a Suyog, Iser Bishul, so then it makes sense to say Machol Ben Rusoi. No? What did you say? Good? Not good? Jordan, what did you say? Hold on, that's what Ellie was saying, right? That the degree of Tam Roivis, the degree of Bishul Biyachan. No? So at first, my muscular vision, I was thinking along the lines of Effie, but Lechoira, I thought that it's not Mukhruch. First of all, it's very, very. Yeah, you're a thin ice, so to speak, to be tola a machloikis meiri ritzva, Rashi ritzva on an unusual chinuch of Achaya versus the Rambam. That's very difficult to say, especially when the idea of a suyog seems to make its way back to the Avos Rav Nosson. But I was thinking that the reason why I was unhappy with that approach is because you could say for carrot. Anytime you have a tli and you say for carrot, it means not a good tli. In other words, you could argue that something which is a suyog for achila, that if he was arguing, called tzarchai. Right? But you could also equally argue If it's a yog v'chilos, the moment it becomes nechal, like that chak, so you won't even have that yog in place. So understand what Effie was saying is the muskul rishon, that if it's a mice of bishul, which is also, so then machlo ben drusoi. And if it's a hachana for oichlin, so then it's kol tzarchin. But l'chayri, you could say perkerik. You could say, look, the Rambam's willing to say that the ma'aseh bishul from machlum and drusoy to kol tzarchin. So perkerik. So I could say maybe a ma'aseh bishul is, if it's making it more and more cooked, more people can eat it. After it's cooked a certain amount, so then 30% of all people, then 40, 50%. So I could say, no, so that's a ma'aseh bishul. Ma'aseh kein, asuyog. Ah, so the moment he comes nechal, then chak, then that's why I wasn't. Once you can say it's far going both ways, lachar means that it's. No? So if that's the case, so then, Elazar Meir and Jordan are suggesting that the machlokes between the Rashi, the Meiri in one hand, and the Ritva on the other hand, alright? Or the way that the Rov would say it is that Bas v'cholav is the yetim naklal. In other words, that Bishul v'cholav teru kulav machlo ben drusoy. There's a yetim naklal. There's a Rambam yetim naklal called Bishul achim Bishul. But anytime we talk about Bishul, machlo ben drusoy. And now there's another yetim naklal, a Rashi, a Meiri, when it comes to Bas v'cholav. So why would Bas v'cholav be the yetim naklal? No. And also, the other thing that bothered me with Effie's approach, or I thought about it, I was thinking about it a lot, that Lech Oram, Shabbos is, Bishul and Shabbos is Mugder as Hachonas Oichlin. So, Lech Oram, if Bishul Bos V'cholav is a Hachona for Oichlin, a Suyog for Oichlin, then all the more reason should follow Shabbos. Lech Oram. No? So what would you suggest? So we're going to say the machlokes is what degree of taroivus is that really accurate though? That means is that what you're saying is there is Rabbi Kiveger which says that. There's Rabbi Kiveger later on, I think Sadi Hey, that had a huge chiddush that says that whether you say mevushel kotzorchei or machlo ben drusoy might depend on what kind of meat you're talking about. You're talking about regular meat, cuts of meat, then machlo ben drusoy. But you're talking about big chunks of ox meat, so till the milk makes it into the degree of taravus, the terin vision. All right, so that needs more bishul. But lechari, that's a huge chiddush to say the ha'or itself that it could be that by very, very thick meat, we may require more cooking time. All right, may require that might be intuitive to say that that's the machlokes between mevushel kol tzarchei. Mevushel kol tzarchei means that more people are going to eat it. So it's a chiddush to say that there's greater taroivus in mevushel kol tzarchei. There's a more taroivus that there is makvida. The Rav was magdir in the following way. The Rav thought that the machlekes harishonim is whether the iser of bishul bosa b'cholom is a maisa bishul or a mechudish dikadin. I'm going to step by step, we'll see about why. In other words, if it's a maisa bishul, again, we said last week, it could be a ma'ase bishul that's ma'arev bosa v'cholav, as opposed to a ma'ase bishul per se that's machnes tam bosa v'cholav. It has to, in other words, let me correct that. It has to be a ma'ase bishul ma'arev, as opposed to kovash and pishenik. Has to be a ma'ase bishul. A ma'aseh bishul has to be like ne'or. All right. But a ma'aseh bishul, but if the Isur Bas V'Cholav is, I can't do a bishul k'moisha kosev etar. A bishul that's going to be a bishul on Shabbos. A bishul that would be a bishul legabe no korban pesach. A bishul that the rabbanon are going to use as the getter of bishul for bishul akum. In l'charay gedolah mizu. Why did Chazal use Machlo ben Rasoi is the defining line for Bishul Akum? The goy cooks something, and it doesn't get to Machlo ben Rasoi, I can still finish up, and it's not Bishul Akum. And if a goy cooks something that's Machlo ben Rasoi, it's done. I cannot change that status of Bishul Akum. So why would Chazal use it? Because they define that I can't benefit from a goy's Maisa Bishul. But if you're going to tell me that it's there's a different din over here, a din of the mevushal called tzarche. What does that mean? It means that according to Rashi in the Meiri, I'm cooking, I'm doing basa b'cholov. I hit machul ben rusoi. I'm not over the isa yet, but I did bishul. It is bishul. It's not bishul basa b'cholov. That means the Torah is being magdir bishul basa b'cholov differently. So that's what the Rav said, that there's an Iser of, and along the lines of what you're saying, you're just putting love in the Lashon term, a chefs of Basa B'cholov. Again, I use these terms very sparingly, because I want them to be, I don't want this to be some jargon. But here, I'm pointing out to you why this is an appropriate usage of a chefs of Basa B'cholov. Because what we're saying over here is that the Iser of Bas Macholov is mugdir in a different way. And you cannot be magdir it in terms that we've used until now. If you'd be magdir Iser Bas Macholov as mixing bus meat and milk, so then I would say kovash. Just not kovash, can't be. It has to be Yadehur. And if it was simply mixing meat and milk, Ali Deya or Ali Deya Maisa Bishul. Maisa Bishul's Machul Ben Rasoi. I mean, even a more surprising din. If I have meat that was sitting in milk for hours and hours and hours, and I cook it till it's Machul Ben Rasoi, I would not be a reason to rise to Machul Ben Rasoi, according to Rashi Nevi. I'm being Machul Ben Rasoi. So once you exhaust all the terms of halacha, then it's correct to say the chefs of bas v'chol. The Torah defined tayroim is bas v'chol of not as simply bringing in the taste of milk into meat. That's what Rashi and the Mir would say. The Ridvan, the Rashi would say, oh, no, there's no new chefs over here. It's simply bringing the tam of bas v'chol into meat. Ayidei bishul. So I know there's a tam bas there. I did a maisa bishul. So I'm done. So the machloek is between the Rashi and the Mir on one hand. Not even the Hezra machloek is, Hayyotzim he calls them, is that the Ritva and the Rajba, they say, Bos v'cholav, the Maisa Bishul is also. Torah asa the Maisa Bishul. A Maisa Bishul does what? A Maisa Bishul does Ma'ariv and Bos v'cholav together. And Rashi would say, no, the Torah was Magdir and Nudin over here. And that's a din that's also to create Atarayimis bos v'cholav k'moisha kosev atayra. And I'll say a gavaldiga
napkin.
What's that?
How do you get the shear for that?
How did Chazal know the shear?
So the guard that day said,
You're saying
it's not about.
No, correct. We're saying it's correct. It's correct. We're not explaining why we're using Kol Tzarchai. We're pointing out that because you use the term Kol Tzarchai, therefore it must be that the Getter Bishul is creating this new unit of Bosa B'chol. That's correct. Right? In other words, but what in fact we're saying is what the Lazameir and Jordan said as a Hezmer, we're saying the Lam Desha term right now. You talk the degree of Tarayvus, right? So Eli will say to you, degree of Tarayvus. Who's determining how Mu'urim it is? I'm not answering the question. I'm just saying, hey, yois that you would see, and I'd use your Lashonis, hey, yois that you see that the degree of Tarayimus is different than other parts. Oh, so I'm just calling it a Chetzer Shvash Cholom, only to point out that's the Chiddush over here. Now, if we get some cooperation over here, go ahead, Yoni, Chosen.
I'm confused how the Ritva and the Rashba are understanding the same time. In regards, the last thing you ever said was that how the Machlokas regards to if Tam Chala comes into me, I missed that point.
No, so we know that Basar B'chala, the Isur Basar B'chala is going to be mixing meat and milk together. Right? Correct? Okay, so we know that the Isur Basar B'chala is not going to be simply mixing meat and milk together, because that was the Gemara M'sachim, that if it's Kovush the entire day, that will not make it Basar B'chala. It has to be like Deya Ur. Alright? Now we also know that it has to be via cooking. So now the Ritva and the Ritva says it has to be cooking in the way that cooking is defined by Chol HaTorah Kula. Alright? So now we can say it has to be Kenisas Chol HaBosar Tarevis Bosar Ayedeya Maisa Bishul. Now we're stuck because Rashi says, no, not a Maisa Bishul. I did a Maisa Bishul 10 minutes ago. It was Machamash 10 minutes ago. I don't get Malkus yet. All right? So the Ritva and the Rashba are simply saying, the Torah said, Leisa Vashlo Gediba Chalev Imoi, Iser to do an Iser de Raisa, to do a Maisa Bishul, both of the whole together. I know that includes Tam because of the Gemara Nesa Tam. Good? I know that it has to be a Maisa Bishul because the Gemara in Psachim, that Chazal understood that it's not simply Hechetimtza, and every time the Gemara says, oh, this, that Dover Charif, Mavliya, Kovash Mavliya, Mlicha Mavliya, so I'm going to say, oh, the Bishul is only Hechetimtza for Blias? No, that I can't say. That's the Gemara Pesachim says no. Other than get it, Malkus for salting meat and milk together. So the Gemara says, so now we understand the Rashban, the Ritva, Maisa Bishul Yalma. The Chiddush over here is, why would anybody say that I don't use the standard of Bishul B'chol Torah Kula? So Vais Techois, that the Torah says, this is Taka, it's not a Bishul Shul B'chol Torah Kula. Right? The next step, we're not going to do right now. The next step is you open up the Gemara Sanhedrin. And there, Rashi seems to say, Tigun is not Basar B'cholav. You fry meat and milk together. You take butter, and you smear your pan with butter. You put a piece of meat inside of that. Right? Mother goes absolutely bananas. And he said, don't worry. Tell me he said, Rabbonon. Tell me he said, Raisa. Tell me he said, Hedron, Rashi. Right? And they say that when the Rav's wife was in hospital for a tag period of time, and Rav and Rechaim, Rechaim in the kitchen, so when his wife got better and came back, she cashed all the dishes. sure or not, but she was worried. They're doing clichés, they're doing clichés, you know. But how are you talking that Tigan at Shabbos? Tigan is a Maisa Bishul. Bishul Akim and Rabbanon, Tigan is a Maisa Bishul. Right? So you see that Rashi would say, it's not that Leisa Vashul is not just a Hechim Timtza, it's moved in a different way. Right? But before we go, just to point out, to take this all the way, Halacha L'Masa Pischei Tshuva. Go ahead. What do we suppose with Dalid?
Rashi just cares about no saying Tam.
No.
It says in every order to say it says it has to be.
Oh, crazy.
And it has to be no saying Tam. What's Rashi saying? How's Rashi different than
the Rashi? Rashi's different in that the Rashi is different in that he's requiring Bishul Kol Tzarcha. He's requiring that the Tam has to be brought in a higher form of Bishul. I'm saying what you said before in Lamdisha terms. You said before it has to be a greater degree of Galia. I'm not, that's a scientific way of saying it, I'm sure it's accurate. In Lamdis, I'm saying it has to be a different, it has to be different. Exactly how it's different? I don't know. It could be the, you said Eli Jordan said, could be the Hezra? I don't know. So Pischei Tshuva has the following, close to Shari Ephraim with Dili Achreinim. She posak bechemush and his bashel begderish al bosa ben yoimoi. Osir lahadlik bol hoir abayas mitam she osir ba noch. Begam lahadlik bol ner chanukah. So the Shaar Ephraim said, I have a bos mocholavdika candle. Right? I mean, this nafkaminas ledina would be the person who's doing culinary arts. Right, that'd be a nafkmina ledina person, and after that to cook bos v'cholov. So if they're careful, the machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva, if they only cook it to the point of with not machol with not kol tzarchei, would they be over or not? Right, so we would say Machal Ben Dusoi because that's the Echrein point out because that's the version of Mishayna. It would be an Isur Rabbanan, but there's, it would be, again, what I said just now, you're right, it's not not accurate. Because there is a Machlekas Echrein, if I, that according to Rashi, what's the din if I do Bishol Poches Mikol Tzarchai? Is it not a Maisa Bishol Bechlal, or is it like a Chassishir of Bishol? All right. However, the Shaar Ephraim says, what happens if I take a candle and it's bosu b'cholav and I light the candle? So the Shaar Ephraim says he can't do it because it's osir b'hano. So the Achroinim say osir b'hano. What happened to the Isur Bishul? V'ayin v'zivu v'rachaim shetoma d'balav hochi. Person takes a candle of Bosu B'cholav, lights it. No, is there a Maisa Bishul over here? Ochar, he's cooking up something that there's meat and milk inside. It's a blias of meat inside. Chemush and his Bashul B'gdeir Shul Bosu and Yoimai. So Lachaira, if you say that it's a mice and bishul, so the question is whether one was over the Isra and Narna. What about the Isra Mishul Bishul? Lachaira on Shabbos, is when over Isra Bishul. Shabbos was over Isra Havara Lachaira. That the Isur Bishul. No, so what's the machlokes of here? It could be that only a machlokes in the and Isa the Rabbanon of Bishul. Doesn't sound like it. But I just want to finish this year by looking at the way that the Chasam Sofer explains this, mamish along the lines of the way the Rav said it. It's an important Chasam Sofer for our Sugya, Sadi Beis and Yeridaya, as much as you can see, you should see. Look at the lashon. Omnam afal gav shekene b'kol mokem bevade hamadlik ner b'shabbos. A person who lights a candle in Shabbos ain't by mishum bishul, rak mishum avara. V'loy lishtamet mokem b'anoisim shem b'ner chay mishum avashal. You have a gemara about adding fuel to a candle in Shabbos. Gemara doesn't say it's mishum avashal. V'loy mashma. And it doesn't sound like there's any machlokes in that. It doesn't sound like it's just a question of whether it's a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa. El l'chulei alma, because by malacha she'ena tzrich legufa is a machlekes rishonim. So you could say it's a bishul, but it's not l'tzarech bishul because you don't want to cook anything. You want the or. So the Chassam Sofer says, he doesn't think that that's the issue, because l'chulei there should be somebody who says that since I hold that malacha she'ena tzrich legufa like Rambam is chayev, that this should be chayim, el l'kuli alma, les b'mishum mevashel. Afal gav degav v'vos b'chol of svir l'luk d'lech reinim, d'abim mevashel, even though there is a machlekes, there are those who think about Shari Ephraim, not the Shari Ephraim. Shari Ephraim says, mishum Yisra Ano. But there are reinim, that the Pesach Shuvah quotes, the Shavus Yaakov, that hold, that it's an Yisr of Bishol. D'abim mevashel b'chol mokim, meleches Shabbos b'in and sheke yoytze ben b'amishkan. Any kind of bishul which is similar to bishul samamonim will become chayiv. However, he says that's a bishul letzoyrech. Bishul, however, what about a bishul that's leibud? Inyan bishul b'shabbos. You want the mizbashel. Balkuponim nisha ba'olam. Ma she'ein kein kishekola v'hoylech v'achar bishul nisha dover b'yodim ha'uma. He said, well, when it comes to Shabbos, if you do have bishul that produces nothing, it's not a bishul. Moshul ma dover doime to, let's say, to boirer, which does not produce a clearer solvent. Doesn't produce a clearer... I don't get rid of the tarayvus. A boirer that doesn't produce. Or by dosh you have the din also. Similar din. A dosh without... that doesn't produce an extract. So the Gemara... So the Chassam Sofer says bishul that doesn't produce a dover mizbashel, that's not bishul on Shabbos. However, look at the lashon. Within vasa b'cholam, also te'eva derachma, also te'eva derachmana kopid a ma'isa bishul, mikol mokayim b'Shabbos poter. When it comes to vasa b'cholam, the Torah said that the ma'isa bishul the dover mitua, the ma'isa bishul is also. Right again, the Chasam uses his lashonos. And the Chachmei Brisk use their lashonis, right? But it's the same word, right? In other words, according to the Ritvan, according to the Rashba, a Maisa Bishul Kovner, the Kedvaruch, the Maisa Bishul is something that can't happen. So on Shabbos, even if we're going to be Magdir, the Maisa Bishul, in a similar way, but when it comes to Bosu B'cholam, Maisa Bishul B'omosah. Obviously, Maisa Bishul of Bosu B'cholam together. So therefore, it's shaykh to say that lighting a candle is an Easter of Bas B'chol. Right? All right? Again, Effie would say, not incorrectly, that it might be totally on the Machlekes, Chinuch, and Rambam, with the Siyuk V'chila, might be. But all I'm pointing out over here is that the Chassam Sofer's Nuschois was very similar to the way the Rav explained it. That you can look at Bosu B'cholov, the Maisa Bishul Bosu B'cholov, that according to the Ritva, and some of you are suggesting, and I may not be correct, that the Ritva is Hezber and Rashi, and it could be that this is a Nusach in the Tesefta, that the Yisr of Bosu B'cholov is an Yisr Bishul, obviously an Yisr Bishul results in the Torah of his Bosu B'cholov. And therefore, Machlam and Nusoy is the standard. And therefore, even if it is le'ibud, it'll still be my Yisr Bosu B'cholov, Machlekes. Again, not Lamasa, because the only question whether it's Osir, whether it's Osir Mitam or Maisa Bishul, or Osir Mitam and Yisr Hano. However, L'chaira, if you're going to require a Bishul of Kol Tzorchoi, so then we're not talking about Maisa Bishul Kol Terakul. We're talking about Terah was magdil something called the Chetzah Shel Bosu B'cholov, creating the Chetzah Shel Bosu B'cholov I mean, they visual, that's awesome. All right? Good. So we did the two lishonos of the sefer, which might be a machlokes, the same thing, maybe not. Then we did the Rashi Ritva, might not be a Rashi. It's a Ritva and a Meiri. Good. They're on solid ground. So machlokes we showed them. Then we pointed out that Bishul and Shabbos is defined differently. We pointed out that Ram is a little bit different than Rashba. We'll get to it. And then we raised the question, so how do we explain the machlokes we showed them we have in our sugya, Laor, not Laor, but Laor, the machlokes of the... Laor, the din and Shabbos, that Bishul b'chol ha'terukul is machlokes medrusoi. So that's what the Rav explained. There must be, according to Rashi, that it's the Yisur Bishul is creating Chesed Shul Bosor B'chol. Alright? Good. So tomorrow we'll build weiter on this with the din of Tigun and Tomish, and hopefully we get to the din of Bos of Bishul Acher Bishul. I'll do it from our Makomos here today, and then hopefully we'll go weiter after that.
Alright, Jeff, here. It's 2:30 already.
Wait, what's that?